Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Good morning. Monday morning, and I don't know, we've had a wild weekend. I was under the impression that our show started at 10 o'clock this morning, and I got surprised. So anyway, thank you guys for hanging in and being here with us this morning. And we've got a couple callers in queue here. It's like normally this is the morning that I do teaching and stuff with the birth cards, but since we have some callers, I will go ahead and talk to our callers. And what we do is I will need your month, your day, and year of your birth. And then we just go from there and we find out what your birth card is and some general information. If you have something in specific, we will answer that. So here we go. And our first caller is from area code 209. 209, you're on live with us.
Hi, good morning. Hey, Jethro, it's Pam. I see you survived Laramie, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling to say my birthday is July 19th, 1964.
July 19th, 64. Okay, 19th. You are a nine of clubs, and your planetary ruler is a jack of hearts. So let's take a look at what you nine of clubs people are like this morning and in general. Let's see here. I know nines is usually you're about completion. It's like nines, any of the suits, and we use just the regular deck of cards, the hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs. There we go. But nines are about completion things. You're here this lifetime to really kind of tie things up. And sometimes your whole life kind of feels like high school graduation, like sometimes every day it's like high school graduation all over. The name of your card is called the Universal Knowledge Card. It's a card of expanded consciousness. Those people who have this birth card experience revelations about life and the truth behind what's going on here on Earth that few of the other cards do. These revelations come from time to time when you as a person release your attachment to some of your preconceived ideas and notions. It's also a card of somewhat, you can be a negative thinker at times. And any person with this birth card, you've got to let go of a lot of negative mental patterns that you accumulate from past lives if you're to access the inherent power of your card. There's many who succeed in letting go and many who reach the very heights of recognition through work of giving knowledge to the world, because the clubs are also about the scholars. They're the scholars of the deck. It's also said about the clubs in general that anything that you want to learn, you're capable of learning, and usually in the shortest amount of time, where it would take, you know, other people a long time to learn things, you guys just seem to, like, pick it up by osmosis or something. Okay, it's also a card of romantic enjoyment because you've got this Queen of Hearts karma card and a Two of Hearts in Venus. There's a highly romantic side with, romantic drives. And if that's allowed to dominate, much of your time and energy is wasted that could otherwise elevate you to great accomplishments. You're here to end a major cycle in your soul development. It's a completion that should see you giving your wealth of knowledge to the world. There's some debts to be paid, especially to the other birth cards, especially to people who have a Queen of Hearts as their birth card, and to your own families. But once those, you know, debts or the scales are balanced, you can proceed with your cosmic task of enlightening the world. Financially, you do well in your own business if you do not let the pursuit of money spoil your spiritual values. You're often assisted in your business and financial goals by successful diamond-suited business people. So you kind of look for people who have diamond birth cards, because they're the money cards. They're also the adults in the deck. Some of their life challenges, your life challenges, revolve around honesty and integrity. A lot of times you can find yourself involved with other people who are not so high in those areas. You know, you tend to attract those in, which can kind of pull you down. You're here really to learn to focus your mental power and to stick to a philosophy that's going to guide you through the ups and downs of life. In relationships, you're, you know, very loving, highly romanced individual. You know, you actually love romance more than marriage. The Two of Hearts in the Venus tells us that it's the love affair that you're most attracted to. It's like, you know, kind of maybe the pursuit and the courtship, because marriage can be seen as more of a responsibility and a duty than a goal pursued for its own inherent interest. And it may explain why a lot of them have, you know, well, probably when you were younger, you know, you played the field a lot, you know, had a lot of boyfriends, whatever, because it's kind of hard to choose from just one guy. hopefully, though, it's like I shouldn't say this because I didn't even ask. It's like I'm not sure if you're in a relationship or if you're, you know, happily married or if you're happily divorced or I wasn't sure of that one. But you're very devoted to your children, if you've got children. You're destined to have one or more very challenging relationships in your life as you grow and learn about responsibilities involved in a true partnership. It's also likely that you'll experience one major love separation or divorce that is going to literally alter your life course. And as a woman with this Nine of Clubs, you have a particular karma that usually results in a husband of the diamond suit who often provides him lots of money. You have a King of Diamonds in Jupiter, and that's known as a businessman's card, and Jupiter is really, you know, beneficial. It's a symbol for this man that most of them marry at some point in their life. The Six of Diamonds, it'd be interesting to know what your spouse was. The Six of Diamonds birth card in particular is one that many of the Nine of Clubs are destined to be with. You've got really high love ideals that can be like romantic to the extreme. You know, it's like you took Disney and raised it an octave, okay? And sometimes that dream of love and sometimes that misplaced hopes and dreams come crashing against the rocks of reality, and you kind of, you know, suffer a setback as a result of that. Let's see. And I know the Jack of Hearts, which was your planetary ruler, that is a lot of times called, I believe it's called the Christ card. It's a card of hearts is about love, and it's about sacrificing yourself, you know, for your interests or whatever, for those of your family. It gives you an eternally youthful quality. You love to have fun and many creative ideas about, you know, how to do just that. Your creativity extends into your work, where you have entrepreneurial abilities. You've got the ability to make a lot of money with your ideas as long as you're willing to do the work behind it. Your mind is quick and resourceful, but often stubborn and resistant to change. You may also be prone to you can make up a story, you know, remember the old song, you know, she can bake a cherry pie quick so cat can blink its eye, you know, type of thing. It's like you're just as good with the stories, which your children probably find highly entertaining. You are a great storyteller. It's like you could probably put that to use in thinking libraries and telling stories to children in libraries. And you might appear sometimes to be really what they call like androgynous, or just you know, because you really have a mind and that creativity, and it's like, you know, so you think a little bit differently. And it's one of the progressive attitudes about love and romance. Personal freedom is really important to you and for your relationships. You probably would not enjoy being bound up, you know, by someone. It's like probably not into being tied down. It's like freedom is a big thing. Okay, so what question in particular?
Yeah, no, that sounds all great. I'm just kind of in a my career right now. It's in property management, and I just, it, like, so the integrity thing, my boss is literally ripping off the residents, and I kind of had a consultation with her last week, and now, you know, I just started putting out applications and stuff. She kind of made it clear that, yeah, I wasn't going to be really welcome there for a whole lot longer, so I just hope, and you had some kind of insight on.
Wow. Well, and that's amazing, because that's exactly what it just told you about, was, it's like, you know, a lot of times you tend to attract, or, you know, you tend to be around people that have those issues that you're just talking about right there. Wow. Okay. Let's see. And I'm trying to think here. Let's see. 64, 74, 84, 94, 4. So you are 40. I'm trying to do the math here. Say again. 49?
48.
48, okay. Don't make you any older than you are. Okay. Let's see. And this is, let's see. You, for your long range, you've got a Seven of Clubs, which is about, the sevens are always about faith, and it's about letting go and being unattached to things. And the, you know, the cards impacting your whole year for this year. You've also got a Ten of Clubs. You've got a King of, oh my goodness, is that what that is? You got a King of Spades, so that's really about writing your own ticket and like sailing your own ship. Environment with Jack of Diamonds, and then you got the Four of Hearts. That's one of the marriage cards. Let's see, and tell me again, that was in July. Okay, and that was July. Gotta look at that again, the 19th. Okay, so what I'm looking at there is looking at where you're at in your year, planetary ruler wise, because it has it's unique. I mean, it's like your personal year goes from July 19th to July 19th. It's like has nothing to do with a calendar year. Where you're at right now, okay, you just are finishing. You just finished up your Mercury because your Mercury period for the first 52 days of the year went from July 19th to September 9th. And then your Venus actually started. So you're in your Venus time period. And let's see what that is showing. Okay, you've got a Six of Clubs and a Three of Clubs with your Venus. This is going to be about karmic type of stuff. And it's looking ahead for work. I'm going to say that result card, your result card being the King of Spades, you're going to have a lot of success, you know, this year with whatever you do. So it's like, I wouldn't, you know, I'm just going to say, I wouldn't worry about, you know, you're doing the right thing in the sense of getting your resume and stuff together, because you're going to have, you know, you're going to be like the proverbial cat that lands on his feet, or the, you know, the ball that bounces good. It's like, you're going to, you know, whatever's coming out of this, it's like, because of your own integrity and you're keeping integrity, it's like, you are, you know, that's a quality that employers want. Okay, I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Let's see, Six of Clubs. I'm just going to look at Six of Clubs in your Venus. It does say it represents a lack of change in the status of, well, personal relationships. It can be good or bad. Okay. Peace and tranquility are possible if you're able to make compromises and willing to assume responsibility for ways in which you communicate with those you love. So that's, yeah, I'm going to say that's going to be about the love situation this year. And I was like, what we're really looking for is your work situation here. And that, I'm thinking, has more to do with Jupiter, which won't be for a little while down there. And in those, so in Jupiter, you've got an Ace of Hearts and you've got a Two of Spades in your Jupiter. Those are the blessings for the year. Ace of Spades, or Ace of Hearts, Two of Spades. Two of Spades, there we go. Come on. I'm not firing all cylinders this morning. That period could bring you a very beneficial business partnership, or one that involves large amounts of money. Look to underlying cards. The other, okay, we'll take a look at that Ace of Hearts. This to determine who the partner is going to be. So guarantees that most of your financial, you know, your most financially successful areas is going to be in partnerships, not only in that period, but for the entire year to some extent. It can indicate successful business meetings. And just getting get consultation on all important money decisions, but definitely, like I say, you're on the right track with, you know, okay, put together, put your resume together. But it's like it's gonna be a good year anyway. Just, you know, like I say, just because of the fact that you've got that. I mean, not everybody gets the King of Spades as anything in their readings, and just the fact that's your result. It promises that you're going to attain the mastery you seek, not only in the reference to the Pluto card, but in practically any area of the life that you choose. Your King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck. It represents taking a leadership position in whatever line of work you're involved in. You might have to work hard to achieve that mastery and success, but it's going to be well worth the effort. You know, kind of make that wish list and be prepared to have all you desire. So it's really a powerful indicator. You know, you could end up, some Man of the Spades is okay, but but it's, you attain measurable amount of mastery this year. You can apply to any area of life that you choose. You're going to move into the role of leader and master of your destiny. So it's like, that's all, you know, that's really good. And I don't know, I would even go a step further. It's like, if you have knowledge that this person is being dishonest, you know, with the residents, it's like, I'm not sure if there's, you know, someone that you can actually file a complaint with, but it's like, I know it sounds really silly, but it's kind of like, you know, you're the watchman on the wall. It's like old Bible texts, you know, talk about, you know, there's go tell it on the mountain, you know, it's like, he made me a watchman upon the city wall. But it's like, the watchman held a very special position, because if they saw an enemy coming and they did not give, you know, cry the alarm to the city, it's like they were held blood guilty. So in that sense, it's like, if you have knowledge of a situation that's going on that is dishonest for the other people involved, certainly it's like, you know, find some way to let that be known, you know, to whatever person is above them, because that's, you know, that's not right. That's a wrong situation for those other people that, you know, they're involved with. So, putting that resume together.
I know. It all sounds great. Thank you so much.
Find some way to, you know, nicely report. And it's not, I mean, I look at stuff like that. It's not really narking people out. It's more like, I'm writing this report because this information needs to be known. You know, so it's like, it's all in how you handle that part.
And I'm really just trying to come from a place of love with her, and just, you know, I'm praying, I just hoping that, you know, she'll just see it. She'll just open her eyes. She just, yeah, she's like, don't be personal. Don't get personal. It's just business. But it's like, there's no way. It's not, you don't get personal. 240 residents, so.
Oh, my goodness, no. That's, No, it's not.
I feel like praying for her and, you know, and just like trying to come from a place of love and everything. But, yeah, in the same sense, I'm covering my butt, too. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, if you have knowledge of something and it's like, and then, it, you know, if that house of cards comes down, because I'm sorry, it's like if something dishonest is going on like that, sooner or later, somebody's going to notice and go, oh, well, this other person knew it and obviously didn't take any action. So it's like, no, I'm taking action because I don't want to be swept up with a debris in this. So it's like, you know, you're right.
Well,
make sure you.
Yeah, I went over her head and I went to our bigger boss and then it got resolved like really quickly. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, no. Then, yeah, we definitely owe them and stuff. But yeah, so it was already, she'd already said her words and stuff. So it's like, oh, okay. But, yeah, no problem. But, oh, well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Have a good one. And, you know, call us back and let us know how that goes. It's like, you know, keep
cool, I will.
Keep
so
thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Have a good one. Bye. All righty. And let's see, our next caller here, area code 305. 305, you're on with us.
Yes, hi. My name is Alberta. My birthday is 6/18/84.
6/18/84. Okay. You're one of those Gemini people. All righty. And 6/18, you are a queen of clubs. Cool. My sister was a queen of clubs.
It's an awesome card.
Oh, let's see. And you also have a 10 of, let's see. Yeah, 6/18. Okay, you've got that 10 of spades as your planetary ruler. So let's see here. I say queens are in the royal court, so and as you tend to be a caretaker of people. You also are one of those people that can learn just about anything you want to learn in the shortest amount of time. And it's called the Mother of Intuition card. You're really service-oriented, you're receptive in nature. That mental nature of the clubs just kind of inclines you to deal in publishing trade. You know, administrative work, or you know, if you're more aware of like a, people are afraid of the psychic, you know, the psychic word, but it's like call it intuition, call it your gut feeling, call it your hunches, you know, call it that little, you know, whatever that sits on your shoulder, okay?
Yeah.
Psychic has, you know, people, you say that and some people go, oh, psychic, but it's like, oh, but we all have our intuition, we all have our feelings, it's like exactly same thing, it goes by any other name, exactly.
Right.
But being in the queen, you're always aware of your place in the royal court. You resist anyone trying to mold you in any way. You have a displaced card of the three of hearts as well as the five of clubs in Venus. Tells that uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship makes it hard for you to sometimes find that lasting happiness you're looking for in those areas. Your mental gifts are abundant. Whether you realize it or not, you're always receiving knowledge from that natural intuitive gift that you got. You have incredible organizational minds, but you live life at such a high pitch that you're often stressed out or overdoing it. It's like the hamster that runs on its wheel all night and never gives up. That Ace of Spades in Jupiter promises a lot of rewards. If and when you decide to follow spiritual or intuitive lines of work or pursuits, you get a deep heritage of knowledge from past lives, and it's always available. That Queen of Clubs is also known as the Mother Mary card, and many of you have one or more, you know, quote, children. It may not be biological children, but those people you adopt, you know, for whom you must make sacrifices in your life, just like the Virgin Mary had to undergo a sacrifice of her son Yeshua. Queen of Clubs is very creative and resourceful. You often have two or more jobs, many interests. You do best when there's some creative expression and freedom of movement in your careers. You're really proud to do your jobs well. You know, that's important. You got good work ethic. Some Queens of Clubs are slated to make great contributions to our society. Your natural inclination is to help and nurture others, and that can be expressed in work that helps thousands of people or more. In relationship, a lot of you guys get married, but, you know, not all are happy about it or make a success of it, or at least first go around. You've got really powerful minds and wills, and not a lot of partners can really handle that in your local ways. You really carry with them also some karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationship that's going to be brought to fruition at some point in your life. And for that reason, many of you try marriage once sometimes and then kind of renounce it, you know, but on the flip side, it's like my sister was happily married for years until they, you know, death did them part type of thing. So it just depends on, you know, that's a free will moment. some of you change your mind a lot about what you want, and it can make partners feel really insecure about your love or, you know, cause that separation. You operate on higher frequencies, meaning, you know, your partner's really got to have some mental ability and communication skills to make this work. There's a certain amount of emotional indecision that adds kind of to some challenges, you know, that you have to deal with, you know, when you fall in love. And along with that, you carry some of the most challenging emotional and relationship karma of all the cards in the deck. It's indicated by the Seven of Hearts and Saturn and the Three of Hearts in your first karma card. Both of those cards indicate, you know, emotional needs that require care to deal with effectively. But, you know, with that determined effort, which you have, any Queen of Clubs can apply themselves in that area with a lot of success. The question is just whether or not, you know, you make the effort, because it is. It's a lot of work. But once you find a balance with a relationship that's long-term, you know, but not, maybe not exclusive or binding, you know, it's like you find a partner who's willing to let you have some freedom. So it's like it doesn't feel like you're in, you know, shackles or whatever. Your work is often your first love. And so, you know, in relationships, in the work required to make true intimacy possible, sometimes you put that in a lower priority in your life because you really, you know, it's, you know, with that thing of, you know, needing to express, you know, your knowledge to the world is like sometimes those personal relationships get kind of, they're the second burner, okay? Mm-hmm. But with all the love you have to give, you know, you've got some of the greatest potential for fulfillment in a relationship. You can be, you know, the princess who marries a prince and later becomes a queen and lives happily ever after, you know, so you have that possibility of that Disney outcome, you really do. With the, okay, and then you've got that Ten of Spades as your planetary ruler, and those, that's a really good one. It tends to make you a really kind-hearted, giving person, and one that understands the suffering that some people have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you also go to extremes. When you get into something, you can really get into it. You can be a workaholic. Sometimes you feel burdened by your work. You know, a lot of the time you can have desires for that settled and satisfying family life that just seems to compete with your ambitions at work. You've really got the ability to take on enormous amounts of work and get it done. You can harness energy that few others could in the situation. My goodness, I got 90 seconds. You desire to be known for something, you know, or for something you've done or created, and you're going to work, you know, like crazy until you achieve it. There's probably uncertainty surrounding some intimate relationships that could add just some of that inner conflict between love and work. And I apologize. It's like we're going to have about 60 seconds here. It's like we will be back on tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got Pamela Cummins. She's our musical psychic. And, you know, if you had any other questions about that. Level One Blog Talk counts me down anyway. But, you know, call back in. We're here pretty much 7 days a week. I think we're talking about taking Sundays off.
All right. Thank you so much.
Call back in, and we'll see if we can get the rest of your questions answered.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Well, it was a short day today because yours truly got sidetracked this morning, and for some reason I thought that this was starting at 10 o'clock this morning, and apparently I was all wet. So we will see you guys again. Tomorrow is Pamela Cummins on. She's our musical psychic, and join us tomorrow for that. Check out Jethro's, we've got a Psychics Gone Wild webpage. Go check that out. Jethro's 10 seconds. Okay. Jethro K put a lot of work in on that one, so everybody go check that one out. Check out with Jethro Smith, www.jethrosmith.net, 928-284-0437, or myself, Kelly with the birth cards, at 719-289-4907. We also have healthy coffee, so we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one.